Napster is not a website. It is a computer program that runs on the internet. You simply type in the name of the song you want, and it finds those songs among other Napster users. You then download the song, and that's all there is to it. The process might be easier to understand with a demonstration. So imagine these kids in the circle are Napster users. Jonathan in the middle is the Napster service. Sarah wants a song from Michael. They're on the other side of the network. The Napster service, in the center, helps make the transfer, sort of like a traffic cop or an air traffic controller. Now, if you take the central server away, that's what the courts did. The network no longer works. Now, here's the catch. If Napster is found to be illegal, the kids could get their music trading systems going again if they installed their own new server, another kid in the middle. There are a number of programs like this one called Napigator that will do exactly that. It's not made by Napster, so it's immune to the court's order. Or the kids could start trading CDs in something called direct peer-to-peer. And this is what gives record executives nightmares. Instead of trading across the network, they trade directly with each other, with no outside help. There's no server in the middle, no one to sue, nothing to shut down. And that's what this program called Nuteller does. Nuteller is a free download, just like Napster. Now the recording industry would like to set it down. And that's what this program called Nuteller does. Nuteller is a free download, just like Napster. Now the recording industry would like to set its own standard download system.